Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have to talk about what happened at the Coldplay concert, because everybody is, right? The question is why. It's to some extent, as I said earlier, it's a little bit urban legend, isn't it? Because you do something naughty, you get caught, and it embarrasses you and your whole family. It's Little Red Riding Hood really all over again. I told you, stay on the path, don't talk to the wolf, and then you do, and then you cause death to the whole family, including Grandma. Anyway, but that's not the point. The point is that this happened at a Coldplay concert, and it is a story that has absolutely captured the imagination of the world. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron was caught, and it was on one of those cameras that they seem so very fond of in the United States. It focuses on them, and they realize, and you just see the recognition on their faces. It is cringeworthy. It is embarrassing. It is so many things. But it happened, and maybe it happens more often than we think. Nick Rabinovitz is joining us. It hasn't happened to him, I'm sure. But I wonder if it's happened at any of his shows. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Morning, Howie. I mean, what an exciting story, eh?
Why, though?
Well, it almost happened to me once, to be honest.
Really? Who were you with?
Yeah. I was in a small coastal village with an Afrikaans woman called Katinka. I've actually changed her name to protect her identity.
Right. Wow. Actually, what was her real name?
Karina.
Oh, Karina. Okay, fine. Yeah. So, but we'll call her Katinka. Right.
Yeah, but it was. Look, there was no kiss. I don't have kiss cams at my show. Maybe I should introduce that. Mm. I'll speak to Daphne, if you're listening, can we get that?
Yeah, I think it's a nice
square
idea. Mm.
But after the show, I don't know who approached who in the Coldplay scenario, whether it was the head of HR approaching the CEO for a dated, I don't know which way around.
Yes.
But anyway, this person, Katinka, said to me, Nick, this are your opportunity. Mm. And I was like, oh, this is my opportunity to destroy my marriage and lose custody of the kids,
children,
and the house,
right,
and most of my
right
cash,
yes,
80% of my friends, because you only keep 20% of your friends in the divorce. But it's
I didn't actually know that was the ratio. Is that a Jewish ratio, or is that across the board?
I think it's Jewish. But anyway,
okay,
she said,
right,
yeah, exactly. So what's it going to be, big boy? But luckily, I have a long history of declining opportunities like that. So I said no.
But
and also, I knew in my heart that Katinka wasn't Jewish.
Oh, did you know? And what do you think? What was it that really gave it away? The fact that she was interested in you?
It was the fake. You know the difference. It's with Afrikaans girls, the jewels are fake, but the orgasms are real.
That's good to know. That is that. I'm actually writing that down, because that's real wisdom, Nick. Real wisdom. But did you see his statement?
I saw his statement, actually.
I mean, he's actually blaming Coldplay, saying, you know, we need to have a serious conversation about the invasion of people's privacy. Is he mad?
And he also quoted a line from a
And song. He quoted a line. His communications officer needs to be...
ChatGPT, I think.
Do you think so? No. My ChatGPT is better than that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be.
I mean, it's absurd to say that, you know, that they have to respect people's privacy. You're at a concert with 60,000 people, having your way with your head of HR, and then you blame Coldplay or the camera person. You've really got to be an idiot.
You do. But the head of HR, her LinkedIn, did you see her LinkedIn profile?
No, I'm scared.
No, you must have a look. She talks about the synergy between the head of HR and the CEO. And
oh, God,
like
that's not really our business, is it? Ooh, yeah, wow. I know, because clearly there was a lot of synergy.
There was clearly a lot of magic.
Yes, that was magic. Yeah. It's they're going to be having to circle back to that one.
Put a pin in that.
I think he's already put a pin in that, and I think that was maybe part of the problem. Nick, is this is family radio, Nick? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really.
No, the kids are on holiday. They're still asleep. Well, one of mine's asleep.
Oh, okay. So that's fine. Because they shouldn't hear you talking about, what was her name? It wasn't Karina. It was some...
Katinka.
Yeah. That's exactly who it was. So, yeah, but it is absolutely remarkable. As an entertainer, as somebody who's... You spend a lot of time in different places, touring, but you've also got to be... You've got to see what goes on in your audience. And I would imagine that sometimes you must shake your head in wonderment.
I do. I mean, you have a bit of a sixth sense when you're on stage, which Chris Martin clearly had. What did he say? They're either very shy or having an affair.
Yes, exactly what he said.
I wish I had more of that in my shows, but I think people expect to be picked on at comedy shows, not at...
You're right, actually.
Not at Coldplay arena shows.
That is true. That is quite different when it comes to comedy, because you...
I just get rabbis that fall asleep in, like, row 7 at the theatre on the square, and then I have to say, well, now you know how we feel, Rabbi. Wake up.
Exactly.
My sermon isn't over.
Exactly. I'm going to... Yeah, I've still got another 45 minutes, and I'm just getting started. Nick Rabinovitz, before they throw me off air now, and I'm going to have to write an apology to Coldplay. This is where...
Howie.
Oh, wouldn't be the first time. Certainly won't be the last. Nick Rabinovitz, thank you. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction. Yeah, I don't know, but keep it. No, don't. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.